Sit back and enjoy this best of Cooking in the Dark.
Welcome to Cooking in the Dark.
The kitchen. I will go to the kitchen. And although some recipes I cannot read, still I'm sure I can do everything I need. This show, Cooking in the Dark, it is the key. He's a mighty talkative Texan. You know Cheryl, she tells him so. I know Dale Campbell would like to welcome you to this here show.
Cooking in the Dark is a presentation of Blind Mice Mega Mall at www.blindmicemegamall.com.
Holy moly, guacamole!
Welcome to Cooking in the Dark. This is Cheryl Cummings, and I'm going to introduce to you the man who proves to us every week that you don't need sight to cook dinner tonight, Dale Campbell.
All right, welcome to Cooking in the Dark. It's a turkey special. And for those of y'all that know me, many of y'all say, I am the big turkey. But more than that, man, let's talk turkey. Turkeys are, you know, they're a pretty economical way to shop. For instance, the turkey we got for today's show was 12 pounds. Now, at the holiday time here, if you've got space to freeze these, if you've got a chest freezer, you know, sometimes you can pick up a little 6 or 10 cubic foot chest freezer that'll slide into an apartment. That'll go into a back room, a closet, someplace like that, that'll allow you a little more food storage. You remember with freezers, it's about 30 to 35 pounds of storage per cubic foot for a chest freezer, about 20 pounds for an upright freezer. Now, one thing with a chest freezer, they will not be frost-free. Sometimes upright freezers you can get that are frost-free, but with hard times ahead of us like they are, if you can find an inexpensive freezer, you might be able to pick up items just like at the holidays here. Or a special that we took advantage of last year was buy a turkey, and then with the purchase of the turkey you got a free a spiral sliced ham. Couldn't beat that, man. Or sometimes you can buy a spiral sliced ham and get a free turkey. Now, the size of turkeys, boy, you can see them anywhere from 8-9 pounds all the way up to 20-30 pounds. Some things to remember with a turkey: the bigger the bird, the bigger the area, the bigger your oven, the more time it's going to take to defrost, all that stuff. When you do dinners, you figure about a half a pound to a pound. I guess it's about a pound, actually. A pound per person of turkey. So if you've got 15 people coming, maybe about a 15-pound bird. You know, we love turkey. I love leftovers, so I usually use the doublet rule. We usually go for 2 birds. And I try to get somewhere, I like to buy somewhere between 12 and 15 pounds. That way I'm free to, if I'm going to smoke them, they smoke really well at that size. Once you get the rolling paper wrapped around them, they're hard to roll. No, seriously. In the smoker, I mean, if you get it too big of a bird, it's not going to cook all the way through. It's not going to be good that way. Same with deep frying. I mean, the perfect size bird to deep fry is about 12 to 13, 14 pounds, somewhere in that range. You know, baking again, because you're baking in the oven, you can control the heat a little bit more. The thawed bird, it'll just take a little bit longer to cook a bigger bird, but it will cook all the way through. And that's a great idea to keep that talking cooking thermometer. That's what we're doing today on Cooking in the Dark. You're in the studio with me, the man with the plan, the dude with the food, and we're going to be talking turkeys. We're going to be doing a turkey today, right here on Cooking in the Dark. Hey, did y'all hear about the guy that walked in a bar with a pelican on his head and a fish in the pelican's mouth? The bartender looks at him and says, can I help you? And the pelican opens his mouth, drops the fish on the bar, and says, yeah, can you tell me how to get this guy out from under my feet? All right, y'all, we'll be right back. 2 and 2. On the other side, we're going to be talking turkey, doing a turkey, baking a turkey, right here, Cooking in the Dark. All right, let me get this bird out of the fridge here. Now, defrosting a bird, usually the plan is about 1 day in the refrigerator for every 3 to 4 pounds is what it's going to take to defrost. You might want to add a day or two extra to that, because I found they don't always come that way. Not always reliable. I've had this bird sitting in, still in fact in its bag, in a cake pan, and we slid it in the refrigerator. Now, if you don't have time to defrost this, that, you know, a bird that way, because, you know, I've seen people shopping the day before Thanksgiving, and they've got a big old 20-pound frozen bird in their basket, and I'm thinking, that thing's never going to be thawed out in time to cook, you know? What you have to do is you want to fill your sink up with water, put your bird in it, put your stopper in it, and fill it up with water. Every 30 minutes, you want to come back and change the water. Don't use hot water. I just use room temperature tap water. But about every 30 minutes, you want to come back, drain the sink, and add new water. Drain the sink, add new water. Drain the sink, and keep that process up until your bird is defrosted. Now let me get a knife here, and we're going to cut this package open. And then one thing we are going to do, we're going to create a little bit of a injection. It's just a marinade that you inject into the bird. But it is delicious. I'm just cutting off the plastic wrapper that's surrounding our bird. The bird is the word. Now, if your bird is frozen, you're not going to be able to get your fingers in it. In the butt cavity, you're going to find the neck of the turkey. In the neck cavity, you're going to find a little bag that has all the giblets tucked in up there. Just go ahead and pull that out. All right, wings, how you doing? Address your bird. How you doing, brother? What's up? How's everything going on? Okay. Now, let me wash him out real good here. Water going. I've got him standing up. Right now, I've still got the legs kind of, they're still in their holders. You know, this thing, the turkeys have a holder, a metal hook, if you will, that kind of holds the legs in place. It also fits up in the cavity, so it makes, I mean, that's great to hang on to, especially if you're going to stuff your turkey before you bake it. We're not going to do that. We're just going to straight up. Now, we're going to cut up an onion and do some stuff to him. But primarily what I'm doing, I'm just running water through his cavity and getting my hand in there and just washing, rinsing, scrubbing, fingering, just running all around inside his cavity here to clean him out a little bit. All right. How you doing, Tucky? You doing good? All right. We're about to get a tuxedo on you. Get you dressed for dinner. All right. Now, there's our bird sitting there. I'm not going to free up the back legs. Yeah, let's go ahead and do that. To do that, you just kind of push the leg, twist the leg in, and pull it forward a little bit, and it'll come right out of the metal holder. Now, some people like to keep the little metal holder in it, simply because it allows you to easier access moving the bird around, grabbing him. I'm going to take him out. To take the holder out where the legs hold, seeing how we're not going to be stuffing this bird, because when you stuff it, you can put the legs together, of course, hold it, and it helps hold the stuffing in. This is just a little metal wire that holds the legs in place during shipping and all that good stuff, and just squeeze it together where it is in the cavity. Squeeze the two pieces together, and you should be able to pull it right on out without too much of a problem. All right, now we've got our nice little 12-pound bird here. Some of the things we've got are a aluminum foil turkey roasting pan. I just pick up a few of these, you know, roasting pans, aluminum foil pans. I mean, you can get them in all different sizes, but I always get quite a few different sizes, some 8x8, some 9x13, some round, some deep, some bigger, you know, that I use for different things. We go to cookouts, we go to somebody's house, I'll utilize those so we can take them and forget them. Not have to worry about going, man, where's that casserole dish? Oh yeah, we left it over yonder. Now something else we've got, which makes cooking turkeys nowadays so easy, are turkey roasting bags. But it's just a big bag. Now make sure whoever's helping you shop, you look at those bacon bags, because they've got them for roasts, they've got them for chickens, and then they've got them for turkeys. And if I remember right, they even have them for different sized turkeys. So make sure you get one that's big enough for your turkey. But we'll address that issue in just a minute, because it is pretty easy, pretty easy to use. Now, I want to make a little marinade to shoot up in our bird here. And I'm just going to use a simple butter marinade. Get a little fire going here. What we're going to use in this, 2 sticks of butter. Get a little fire going. I've got a 2-quart saucepan. Should be very adequate for this. I'm going to get 2 sticks of butter out of the fridge here. All right, let's unwrap these. This is going to be a pretty simple little marinade. Now, the Storb ones, of course, it'll be a jar of marinade, and it's also going to have the injector. Now, I've bought so many of these and used so many of these over the years that I have the extra. I have some extra injectors. I just wash them, keep them, and we use them for multiple purposes like this, not just for shooting up a turkey at Thanksgiving. All right, we've got our butter in the pan. I'm going to let that start melting down. As that melts down, we're going to add a couple little things to it here. First is going to be some garlic. What this is garlic powder. I'm going to add 1, 2, be fairly strong. I'm adding about 3 teaspoons of garlic powder. Now, I want to turn it up a little bit, spice it up, turn it up. So I'm going to add a little bit, about a teaspoon of white pepper. Now, white pepper, y'all, is even hotter than red pepper. So I like it for that reason. We're just going to let this kind of start coming around to where it'll start melting. We want our butter to melt down. I'm also going to add in just a little bit of salt, just a couple shakes of salt, so maybe about a teaspoon, if even that. Here we go. Just a little bit. Now, let this go. We're starting to melt. Just kind of stuck my fingers in here. And our butter, of course, is still fairly brick-like and hard, but it'll start melting down in no time at all. So while that's heating up and melting, let me get my injectors out here. The injector, y'all, is just like a big syringe with a nasty old needle on the end. And you wouldn't want to be messing with that needle. It might hoit. All right, the needle fits right on the end of the syringe. Doink. There we go. We've got our syringe ready to go, ready to shoot up our bird. Now, while we're doing this here, go ahead and get our oven going. 350 degrees. Oh, you can hear our butter melting. All buttering up. Buttery, buttery. Get a wooden spoon on it here and just make sure. Yeah, see, that didn't take very long at all. We are all nice and melted up here. Now, let me grab one of our perfect bowls. And I'll pour this into it. I'm just kind of putting the edge of the saucepan on the edge of the bowl and pouring it straight into the middle of the bowl. Kind of a practice thing on that, y'all. Make sure our fires are off. Okay, now we've got our bird sitting over here. Let me get our injector. Hello, bird. How you doing? All right, I've got him in our cake pan again, and I've got him breast down. I'm sorry, breast side up, excuse me. I'm just putting the syringe in our butter mixture. And now, I'm going to start along his back, and I'm just sliding the needle in underneath his skin and slowly injecting the butter mixture. Now, as I'm injecting it also, I'm moving the syringe around. You want to go in under the skin, y'all, pretty much parallel to his skin. You just want to slide in under it, inject a little bit of the marinade, and massage it into him. I'm doing this all around the breast area. And then after I do, I'm just slowly massaging the butter mixture back into the bird, back down in his meat. You don't want to really stick the needle down. If you stick the needle down in the meat of the breast, because that's kind of pretty much what we're injecting here, you're going to end up with hot spots of marinade. By going in under the skin, you can actually feel it bubble up under the skin as you inject it in. If you're like right under the skin, you'll feel a little bubble of it. And then as you inject it, just move it around and massage it in. And just, we're going to keep repeating this process. I'm going to go back to the left side of the bird and kind of go down about mid-breast. Before, I was working kind of along the top. You don't really need to worry that much about, I mean, you can if you get a big enough amount of the marinade or you have some extra left over. Go ahead and shoot it in some of the thighs and in the legs and the wings if you want. Works out really well. Okay, let's see what we've got. We've got a little bit left. Oh, you can hear it getting low in the bowl. All right. This is coming. This is going to be so good, y'all. Oh, okay. Let me tilt the bowl just a little bit here. Okay. Yeah, we're starting to run out. Shoot a little more in. Okay. Looking good. Now, I've got carrots, some onions, and some celery ready to go. And I'll show you what we're going to do with that in just a minute. Now, what I've done with the celery, y'all, I've basically cut off the head end. You know, the end that has the hair on it, if you will. The long end. And those are the pieces I want to use to put in the bottom of my baking bag to create kind of a little grid in it to allow us to kind of make a nice little tasty chicken broth here. Turkey broth, I guess, instead of chicken broth since it's a turkey. But one thing this is going to create, when you bake a turkey like this, you're going to have some excellent, excellent broth. So be prepared to have some containers, some jars, something ready to save some of that. Now, before we go any further, I want to get in the oven here real fast and make sure I get my racks. Move down so this big boy will fit in there when it comes time. Down one more. Okay, looking good. Get our celery ready here. Get our onions. Okay. And like I said, our celery's, we've got a bunch of pieces off the stalks, or the ribs, actually. The ribs with all the leaves on them are what we're using for this, because we're not going to really be eating them. Okay. So I've got my celery here. I've got some onions. I've got some carrots. And basically what we're going to do with these, a couple of the onions, I'm going to stuff in the cavity of our turkey. Just going to cut one in the quarters and just pop him right in our cavity of our bird here. Okay, looking good. Now with our turkey bag, we want to put about a tablespoon of flour in the turkey bag and then shake it up so it coats all over the inside of the turkey bag. Don't know why? Not asking why. It says to do it. We're just going to put gas in it and go, y'all. It says to do it, so we're doing it. Now, the turkey bag feels just like a smaller size plastic trash bag. So don't get confused. Put your turkey out with the trash. That wouldn't be good. All right, so let me put a little bit of flour in here. Again, about a tablespoon. Okay. Now we're going to bring the top together and twist it closed, and then we're just going to shake this flour up so it goes all over the bag. Just like so. Okay, now, here comes the tricky part. This might be a two-person operation here. If it is, that's cool. Now, in the bottom of the bag here is where I'm going to lay all of our celery. I'm going to lay it in kind of in rib, you know, in layers to where it's kind of like a grate, if you will. You know, I'm going to lay some celery straight across the pan, horizontally, say from 3 to 9 o'clock. And then I'm going to lay some across those perpendicular at 12 to 6, so they crisscross. You see what I'm saying? Now the same with the onion. I want to just start, I've quartered the onion, but now I'm just going to break it up a little bit to where it's not just big hunks of onion, but maybe it's just a couple, you know, it's the different layers of the onion laying in here on top of the celery. Throw some carrots in here if you'd like for some seasoning. That would be magnificent also. Now we're almost ready for the trick. You're probably saying, what's the trick? Well, the trick is making this turkey go in this bag. It's not that hard to do, but you're going to need a little bit of strength. What you want to do is actually, what I've done is I've laid the bottom edge of the bag, and I've put it over the edge of my foil pan, you know, because what I've got is the aluminum foil pan I bought, and then in that I have our baking bag. So now let me get our bird over here. How you doing, bird? You doing good? Okay. Just before we slide him in, I want to put some salt on all over his body. If you want to use some pepper, go ahead and do that. Salt his cavity if you want. Okay. Salt. So now, here's what we're going to need to do. I'm going to transfer the bird from this baking pan, the cake pan. I'm just picking him up and basically holding him underneath. Legs in first. Once you get him started, he'll slide right in. Sometimes some of the problem is getting him started. That's why I was saying you might sometimes need a little extra help. Okay? Now that we've got that done, we want to twist our bag shut. Now if you're like me, we've had these turkey bags a while. They come in like 3 or 4 to a bag sometimes, depending on their size, to a box, I mean. So I'm like, what am I going to do? I need to tie that bag shut, and I don't have any ties. Never fear. We have aluminum foil. So here's what I'm going to do. Let me peel off a piece of aluminum foil. Just like so. What I've got is a piece probably, an inch, 2 inches wide. I'm going to fold him in half again. And what I'm kind of doing is just making a twist tie out of this aluminum foil. Kind of twist it up, and you'll end up almost with your own little twist tie. A big twist tie. But a twist tie. But here's what I want to do. I want to get this bag. Just kind of move the... Whew, man. Tell you what, inside this bag already you can smell the garlic. Now, for a bird this size, according to the directions, I'm wrapping this foil around, and then I'm going to twist it. So it's gone all the way around once, and then I'll just put a little twist on it, help keep it together there. Now you want to make a couple incisions in your bag on top. This is, I think, just to let some steam out. Get your bird centered in the pan. Now remember, this is an aluminum pan. This bird weighs 12 pounds. It could be that you want to make sure, remember, when you go to take this dude out, that you have something under it that's going to provide you a little rigidity. So let me get one of my big cookie sheets out. It's actually a jelly roll pan. So cookie sheet with sides, if you will. That will help keep this pan from sliding around. We're also going to be able to provide some rigidity for the aluminum pan so that when we go to take the pan out, it doesn't just collapse and then all of the juices, all of the turkey broth go flying everywhere. Okay, according to the package, as I was saying earlier, the package recommends that you bake a 12 to 16 pound turkey, 350 degrees, for just about 2 to 2.5 hours. So seeing how we're at a 12 pound bird at the low end of that scale, at a 350 pound, I think 2 hours and 10 minutes will do us. Then we'll pull him out, put a thermometer in him, and check him out. All right, so let's slide him in the oven. Adios, gobbler gobbler. See, turkeys, man, there's so much you can do with them afterwards, right? I mean, I sit here and I'm thinking about the sandwiches, and I'm thinking about turkey salad, and I'm thinking about turkey soup, and I'm thinking, turkey, man. I like it. All right, y'all, the bird's in the oven. We've set our timer for 2 hours and 15 minutes. I'm going to go get myself a glass of wine and kick back, come out in the audience and rap with y'all folks. We'll be right back on Cooking in the Dark. Don't go anywhere. Welcome back, welcome back. We've just taken our bird, the big turkey, out of the oven. We've let him go for just about 2 hours and 15 minutes. I've opened up the bag. Let me put our cooking thermometer. Slide him into the bird here. Again, we're looking for a temperature
133.7.
Somewhere around 180 degrees Fahrenheit. Internal temperature. I just stuck the probe in. We got a first reading of 130 degrees. Let's see what we get this time.
190.9 degrees Fahrenheit. 190.9 degrees Fahrenheit.
Okay, 190.9. We are done. Turn off our thermometer. Okay. Now for the fun part. Another fun part. Kind of like, why did the chicken cross the road? To get to the other side. Why did the turkey? Why not?
What you can do with your turkey now that he is done, we've already checked the temperature, 190 degrees. If you're not ready to carve him just yet, which we aren't, because, you know, I mean, normally you're going to have your green bean casserole, maybe your stuffing, if you didn't stuff your turkey to go, you know, any other cheesy potatoes or, gosh, all the other great little things that people make. You know, it's kind of cool, all the families that have all these different traditions. I know one time when I first moved down here from Missouri, we always had homemade egg noodles at Thanksgiving and mashed potatoes. Now, I went to a buddy of mine's house for dinner with his family, and they were from New Orleans, from Louisiana. And there were no mashed potatoes to be found, but there was rice and gravy. And man, that was just as good, y'all. So there's all types of little crazy things, casseroles, and, you know, stuff like that that you do. But what you can do with your bird is actually take it and wrap it. Wrap it with some newspaper, put some newspaper around the top of it, and then put some towels or something over the top of that, and your bird's going to stay warm. He will stay warm, which is what you want. I mean, and he'll definitely stay warm for the next 30, 40 minutes that it's going to take to bake your sides, and also then, you know, another 10 or 15 minutes for your rolls, or if you're using the brown and serve rolls, they don't even take that long. They just need to be heated up and then put some butter on them. So that's what you need to look at doing. Stuff, you know, wrap it with some paper, wrap it with some towels, and just set it off to the side and just let it sit. It'll be fine. It'll be fine. It'll stay warm. Now, here comes the cool part. When you get ready, what we need to do is lift our bird out. So let me get my kitchen grips on, because the bird's still going to be a little bit warm. Now, you might want to get some sighted assistance if you have some. If you don't, you're on your own. Get your platter out or another big cookie sheet. Now, remember, we put this bird in a cookie sheet. So I'm going to get another one out that I'm going to transfer the bird to. Now, if you have a serving platter that you want to, you know, transfer it to, transfer it to the serving platter. Get that baby ready to go. Now, here on the show, I'm going to put it on, transfer it to this other cookie sheet. So I've got one grip on, and I've got the other. Let me get another grip on my other hand here. What I'm going to do is reach up inside. You want to kind of cut this bag, your cooking bag, open down the top of the bird, and then lay the bag over to each side. Now, if you do this real gently and just cut the top, and don't cut too far down the bag, I mean, what I'm doing, I'm splitting it the length of the pan, the length of the bird, so that I can get in. What I want is I want one hand under the front of the bird, and I'm going to put my other hand basically into the cavity of the bird and then lift it out. All right, here we go. Okay, lifting it out. Let me set it right here, make sure. Okay, I think we're kind of centered. All right, there we go, y'all. We've got our bird sitting here on our cookie sheet. Let me take these mitts off and put them over here in the sink. They're a little bit greasy. Now, what you've got in your pan is a whole bunch of good turkey broth, especially if you know, because we put the onions in, we put the celery in, all that good stuff. So you've got this wonderful broth. It uses about 4 cups of this turkey broth, a little bit of flour, some other great things, you know, some seasonings and stuff, but it makes an awesome, awesome turkey gravy. All right, now we've got our bird sitting here. He's looking pretty proud. He's all good. He definitely crossed the street to follow the chicken to get to the other side. So now that he's on the other side, it's time to carve him. Now, carving, I know, man, you're going, oh, carving the turkey? What's up with that? You want a sharp knife. Let me sharpen our blade up here. Now, where your drumsticks are, you can feel the joint of where your drumstick attaches to the bird. And then also you want to find the joint where your wing, not your wing, you'd look funny if you were running around with a wing, your turkey's wing hooks onto the bird, hooks onto him. And you can actually, what we want to do is we want to use that joint as our guide. What you want to do is slice into the bird. And we're going to slice basically parallel to the counter, okay? So we're slicing right at where that wing attaches to the bird. And I'm just going to slide the knife in, kind of cut, and you'll feel the breastbone as you cut in. Now, what we're doing is we're cutting straight in, and I'm cutting down the breastbone, if you will, with the point of the knife. I've kind of got the knife at an angle into the bird, so we're not going all the way straight in. I'm at about a 45-degree angle. I kind of use, like I said, use the joint of the wing as my guide. We're going straight into the bird and down the breast. Okay, so let me get that done. And now your bird's hot, so, man, you might want to keep that grip on. Okay, now, what you've just done, by slicing that in and all the way down the length of the bird there, is you've created a nice little start for your breast. So now, when you go back to where your wing is. Let me turn this just a little bit so I can get a better angle on him here. Okay, now I've got the bird facing me. Where the wing is, come up the breast. Just let your knife blade, I've got the knife blade just resting right on that joint where the wing and the meets the bird, kind of at the breast. I'm just going to slide that blade up, and I'm going to slice straight down through the breast, straight down through the bird. And again, we're going perpendicular now to that other cut. Remember, the other cut we made was parallel going into the bird. So now by cutting straight down, look at that. We create a nice little slice of turkey breast that just falls off, because as you slice down, you get to the point where you cut in. It's at the bottom, so it just falls off. So you can quickly cut you a few slices. That's all there is to it. Carving the turkey. We take a little break right here. We'll come back on the other side, and we'll talk about getting those drumsticks off, and doing some other cool stuff. Cooking in the Dark, we're doing turkeys today. We'll be right back. Okay, y'all, welcome back. Welcome back. Turkey Day. Thanksgiving's not too far away. Hey, but I want to remind y'all, be careful raising your kids, because remember, they're an image and a reflection of you. I've known some kids that, I'm sure hope the parents aren't like them. Pretty funny. All right, coming back here. Here's our bird. We've got the breast. Well, we've got the left side of the bird, the breast is all sliced down. The right side's still intact. I imagine the dudes in the band will probably come in and just devour that. Take that right on down. Take the point of your knife. Find that joint of where the wing attaches to the bird. And a lot of times, you can stick your point of your knife right into that joint, and the wing will pop right off. Let me see what we've got here. Let me get it in there. Hey, there it is. The wing just came right off. Now, something else you can do is if you have kitchen shears, you can run those right in there and use those, and they'll snip that thing right off too. Whatever you feel safer doing. Now, you can do the same thing for the drumstick. Grab the drumstick by the end of the drumstick and just kind of lift that drumstick up a little bit. Kind of lift it up the bird, not, you know, left or right, just come straight up, just like it's a lever, and you're just pulling that lever up, and that should start that joint to loosening or breaking. If it doesn't, stick your knife in that joint and do the same thing. Try to get the point in that joint and pop it off, or use your scissors. The snips are nice because, man, if you use your snips, get your fingers out of the way, because listen, they will cut bone, and they'll chop a finger right off. Well, not all the way off, but it'll be a nasty mess. And remember, in this recipe, there's no fingers, no human blood, none of that crazy stuff. All right, so here we go. I'm just pulling that leg up. Now I'm kind of nestling the scissors down on either side of that joint. There we go. Snip. Took a little bit of effort. So, I mean, you may not be able to manhandle that. You may have to get two hands on that thing to snap him off, but there you go. So we've got a cool, cool little turkey ready to rock and roll. Now, again, y'all, this was a 12-pound bird. We also used, don't forget, the Reynolds cooking bags and baked him up for just about... Now, the guide said for a 12 to 16-pound bird, you wanted to go 2 to 2.5 hours. At 350. So that's what we did. Look, we're going to, you know what? Yeah, let's take a quick. I'll serve up some of this turkey to some of the people, and we will sum up today's show. We'll be right back. This is Cooking in the Dark. Thanksgiving. Gobble, gobble. All right, y'all, we are back. Now, today we did a 12-pound turkey. Turkeys are simple and they're easy. And like we were talking about at the beginning of the show, they're very economical. Now, if you're by yourself and you don't want to do a whole turkey, get a turkey breast. And you can pretty much follow the same procedure, except for about a 4-pound, 5-pound breast, something like that. You probably only want to bake it in a bag. I would definitely bake it in a bag because that'll help keep it moist. Go ahead and do the celery and the onions and, you know, the base like we talked about doing for the bird and lay that breast on there. But instead of going for about 2 to 2.5 hours, you might go about 45 minutes to an hour. Pull the bird out, check the internal temperature. Again, poultry, turkeys used to be, the USDA used to say 180 degrees. Then they lowered that to 165. I still kind of like doing my poultry to 180 degrees just to make sure. You know what I mean? So check that out. But you can get a nice big turkey breast. You know, usually 2, 3, 4-pound turkey breast also at the store this time of the season. Now, we used a 12-pound bird for this here deal. We put him in a oven bag. And one thing I learned doing this, y'all, next time I do this, I will make sure that I put the breast, the head part of the bird, in the bag first and leave the legs pointing to the opening of the bag. It'll make it a lot easier in getting the bird out. And one thing, by trying to keep that bag intact like I was talking about, it keeps all those juices, all that broth inside that bag, which helps keep, if you're using a bacon or roasting pan instead of an aluminum pan, it'll keep that a little bit cleaner for you. But before you put the bird in that, in your Reynolds bag, you want to make sure you put about a couple tablespoons of flour in the bag. Shake it up, baby. Shake it up, baby. And then go ahead and lay your celery and your onions and stuff like that in the bottom of the bag in the pan, and then slide your bird in, close that up. And remember, we didn't have a tie for it, so we just pulled off some foil, rolled the foil up, and made a foil tie, which worked out really well because it was really easy to undo once we took the bird out. Bake it at 350 for about 2 to 2.5 hours. Now, in the bags, in the baking bags, there's going to be a little chart. Now, it's print, so if you have the opportunity, you should be able to scan it or whatever. If not, just have somebody read it to you. And depending on how heavy your bird is, that's the other important thing. Make sure you know how big the bird is that you're buying. And remember, in thawing, y'all, remember thawing, you need to allow about 1 day for every 3 to 4 pounds of bird if you're thawing it in the refrigerator. If you're using the sink method, remember you want to change the water about every 30 minutes. Put it in the sink, fill it up with water, not hot water, just warm water, just tepid water. And then after about 30 minutes, come and change the water. Then come and change the water. Come and change the water. Come and change the water. And keep doing that. So it's definitely better to plan ahead, get your bird ahead of time, get him in the fridge, and just let him sit in there and thaw. I remember when you put him in there, put him in a pan or something, because as he melts, as he thaws, I just got a picture of it in my head, y'all, of like Frosty the Snowman melting, this turkey just melting, just a big old blob. It's a melted turkey. Help us, help us. It's everywhere. As your turkey thaws, that it's gonna lose some water. So you want to make sure you have something that's going to catch that water so it doesn't go all over your refrigerator. But that's about it. Remember to wash that bird out. Remember to pull the neck out. Remember to pull the giblets out before you bake it. I've had people I know that have not done that. They've just baked them. I've had people bake them frozen. That doesn't work either, so don't do any of that, y'all. All right, this is Dale Campbell for Cheryl Cummins. This is Cooking in the Dark, and happy Thanksgiving. I hope your turkey is a delicious one. Adios.
Cooking in the Dark is a presentation of Blind Mice Mega Mall at www.blindmicemegamall.com. Cooking in the Dark was produced by THC Productions.
Who cares about the clouds when we're together? Just sing a song and think about sunny weather. Happy trails to you. Till we meet again.